The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus went to the region of Caesarea Philippi, and he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say you are John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Then he strictly ordered his disciples to tell no one that he was the Christ. The Gospel of the Lord. One Sunday, a businessman went to church, and at the end of Mass, he congratulated the parish priest on his homily, but added the following constructive criticism to his congratulations: "If you worked for me, I would have to have a conversation with you." The man's voice caught the attention of the priest, and the enthusiasm with which he said these words caused the priest to have a great interest in what this man was about to say. The man added, "What you said in the homily needed to be said. But that was it. You didn't ask me to do something. You didn't ask me for anything in return. In business, if you want to succeed, you have to get people to sign on the dotted line at the bottom of the page, or they will soon go out of business. You have to listen to the proposal, read it in detail, and then, if you agree, sign on the last dotted line in order to secure the business." Well, today it is not me, but Jesus himself who's asking us for a signature, or better yet, for a confession, a response to make not just any business transaction, but the most important business transaction there is: salvation. Jesus always asks for a signature, a ratification, a commitment to follow him, a change of heart for those who choose to follow him, so as not to stay on the margin of the most important business there is. "Go and sin no more. Go sell everything and follow me. Your faith has saved you. You are Peter. Today you will be with me in paradise." Today, in this passage from chapter 16 of Matthew's Gospel, Jesus asked his disciples two questions. Who do people say that I am? Who do you say that I am? In everyday life, we say that there are questions and questions and more questions. There are routine questions. How are you this morning? There are malicious questions. How can you vote for that candidate? There are unimportant questions. Do you like football? There are questions that are annoying, and that usually have to do with science. And there are important questions. What happens after death? What good is it to gain everything if you lose your soul? What good is it to have faith? The answers to certain questions are learned in life, in the family, in school, and there are answers that only God teaches. Blessed are you, Peter, because your answer does not come from flesh or blood, but from my Father. And there are answers that only I can give. They're personal answers. It is not valid to say, I believe and I say this because of so and so. Or I say or believe this because, you know, I have a friend or a family member that's telling me I need to say that. Or say this or say that because it is in the Bible. Or because the deacon said it. Or because the church teaches it. There comes a time in life when our answer has to be personal. It has to come from our hearts, spring from the love that's in our hearts. Jesus first asks the disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" And they use the Old Testament figures to express the response of the people. How does the Old Testament explain the person of Jesus to me? What passages come to my memory? The text of Isaiah that speak of the passion? Elijah on Mount Horeb? Moses, who makes his people cross the Red Sea? The prophet Amos, who cries out against the injustice that was being perpetrated on the weakest and marginalized? And then Jesus asked the disciples, "And you? You, who do you say that I am?" Today, Jesus is asking me and each of you individually, "And you, who do you say that I am?" And the answer seems easy, right? Jesus, you are the Christ, the Son of God, the Lord, the Savior, the life, the way, the truth. But even a trained parrot could repeat this litany of titles. The truth is that it is not easy to answer the question, because the truth of our response has to be verified in the way we live, in the way we treat others, in the way we respond to the needs of the most vulnerable. The police use the lie detector to find out if we're telling the truth. God also has a lie detector, and we do too. Responding to Jesus is also responding to the question of, who am I? What kind of life am I living? Responding to Jesus is to receive, like Peter, a mission, some keys, a grace, a power. At the end of Jesus' invitation, there is a dotted line waiting for a signature. Don't leave it blank. Jesus heard his Father's invitation and signed the dotted line with his blood for our salvation. Who do you say that I am? Are we willing to sign on the dotted line?